It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for April 18th of 2025. Give credit to Michigan State University for joining a couple of other Big Ten schools and fighting back against the Trump regime's war on higher education across the country. MSU's Faculty Senate this week approved a resolution calling for the creation of a mutual defense compact by Big Ten leaders. The resolution urges university officials to take a leading role in convincing other universities to form this kind of an alliance. And as we've been saying with all of these hands-off rallies and empty chair rallies across Michigan, a movement becomes more powerful when there's strength in numbers. Now, officials from other Big Ten schools, such as Rutgers and Indiana University of Bloomington, already approved such a resolution. And that's a good start because, you see, Harvard is showing everybody that you can push back against this regime, which canceled over $2 billion worth of funding for research into cancer and Alzheimer's disease and, you know, other wasteful programs like that, which probably wouldn't help the future of mankind at all. But Harvard can push back because Harvard's got the resources. And that's why this mutual defense compact for Big Ten schools is a necessary step against totalitarianism. And it's totalitarianism because the radical MAGA Republican movement is about reshaping universities to mirror their warped and weird belief system. It's not about education. It is about propaganda. The MSU resolution says those universities that decide to join the compact would provide a shared funding mechanism helping augment their defense against the regime's moves to cancel DEI programs, and thereby canceling out many marginalized students, not to mention the erasing of true American history in these institutions. And you know, for all the crying and complaining that the left was canceling free speech by the tech bros and those in the white manosphere on social media, that was always a ruse. And sadly, some on the left fell for that ruse. MAGA Republicans never cared about freedom of speech. They cared about canceling the freedom of speech of others so they could replace it with their warped white Christian nationalist propaganda. On this week's Left of Lansing show, Julie Powers, Executive Director of Immigration Law and Justice Michigan, explained how the regime's barrage of attacks against colleges and universities, including the revoking of visas for international students, is all part of the entire white Christianist plan that was hatched by the radical MAGA right-wingers at Hillsdale College right here in Michigan.
I mean, Hillsdale University, their Heritage Foundation, they're behind Project 2025. This is homegrown white nationalism. They want to try and shape higher education is turning out scientists and big thinkers and political analysts. Look at what they just did. They've been doing to Columbia. It is a nonstop attack on Columbia University because Columbia University was refusing to bend. And now Harvard got into it. Harvard said, bet. I mean,
right.
And the thing is that a lot of these colleges and universities do have the resources to stand up against the administration, but the administration wants to bring it all underneath this very totalitarian regime.
It's got nothing to do about anti-Semitism, which is really rich, coming from the same regime that proudly invited known anti-Semites like Nick Fuentes inside their little elite club. And also, how come Trump and the regime aren't hunting down any of those guys who carry tiki torches down in Charlottesville in 2018, yelling, "Jews will not replace us," just before one of their own killed a pro-diversity, pro-American values counter-protester? How come? This mutual defense compact is perhaps the best way schools in the Big Ten and schools and colleges across the country can join together to resist these authoritarian moves that mirror what Pinochet did in Chile. And I'm noticing not one word yet has surfaced if the University of Michigan will back this resolution, considering the president and the board of trustees there already showed their cowardice by removing DEI from their programs. So all I've got to say is, go green, go white. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, the Gram, and now on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the show on YouTube and wherever you listen to Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Take the battle to them.